Can you believe it? So I probably the last couple nights I've had other things going on, so I didn't have an opportunity to be here. But we try to learn at 10 o'clock every right after Marav, every night, Monday to Thursday. So today's topic is actually a fascinating topic. It's found on page 170, in the middle of Kaddish. And today's topic is, do we stand or sit when we say Kaddish? We already mentioned how important it was.
Right,
we're going to see the service. Very good. Right, we're going to see how it's so it's at least it's on par with Kedusha. As I always say, when you do things more than once, it appears to be less important. So Kedusha, everything's important. It happens only once you're in davening, if you're lucky, unless you're Marv, right? But everyone thinks, oh, you know, Kaddish, we say it 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 times. How important could it be? I mean, really, it has tremendous and tremendous significance. So tonight's topic is standing or sitting. Take a look on page 170. The Mishnah Berurah 31. So the Mishnah Berurah is going on the Shulchan Aruch that says, "V'yesh lamod." What do you stand for? Ad achar shesiyim amen yesh me rab mevarach. V'yesh omrim sheyesh lamod ad amen shlachar itbarach. Meaning, you just have to stand for the one line. Just continues Mishnah Berurah. V'yesh omrim she'ain zarech lamod. No, you have to stand at all. Ella shekol kaddish shetov somumad. If a kaddish catches you standing, could go nochar halal. That's what you're saying, halal. After halal, you know, what do you always say? Depends.
Yeah.
The answer is depends. If it's a day you have musaf, you say full. If it's a day there's no musaf, like Hanukkah, you just say half, because then you're going to say a full Kaddish, which we'll count for it, okay? So he says the following. He says, okay, here's what happens. If it catches you standing, lo yeshiv achinai, I mean, suspicious, you should accept the stringent opinion as well. Because why? There's a machmir opinion which says you're actually supposed to stand. There's a kavachomer from Eglon who actually stood at the same time. And he quotes the Arizal. The Arizal says, no, that kaddish is you. In fact, you sit down, right? That if it's a half a kaddish, maybe those are the things you stand for. If it's a sit, what's going on here? Sephardim say you sit. Shekel liyokot Yosef in 32. Shemashot tzibur kaddish. Ein hakahal chayvim labod. Ruchiv to stand. So you want to say min yeshme rabba, that maybe you should stand. El Rashim Lanos Amen, but he says you could even say that sitting down. That's the minhag, that's pashut, that's what Sephardim do. That's based on Kabbalistic sources. And that's the Yalkut Yosef, what he suggests as well. So it's clear that you see here a divide between the minhag Ashkenaz and minhag Sephard. The general prevailing minhag is that Ashkenazim stand, whereas the Sephardim sit. Now what happens if you're going to a different shul? What happens if you're finding yourself Ashkenazi shul, vice versa? So you probably should do whatever they do. You probably shouldn't do anything different. It might be considered inappropriate to do. But if everyone is standing and this person is not standing, I don't think you have to bug them to stand.
Okay.
Maybe for decorum at a school you might do that. But I think John prevailing is. So although it says, you know, it's advisable for Ashkenazim, very difficult to say that you absolutely have to do it. There are sources that, in fact, it's